Gorny, when it comes to a mezuzah, there's always a lot of questions we ask. How do I put it up? What room requires it? Do I put it in the closet? What is the way of walking? Where's the which side would be the right side in this situation? But we know that when it comes to a mezuzah, as we talk about in this week's parsha, "Uchsavtam amezuzos beisecha uvisharecha," there are actually plenty of places we do not put a mezuzah. We do not put a mezuzah in a very, very small closet. If it's not a proper doorway, if it's a bathroom, and even if it's a shul. A Beis HaKnesses, even though we might put them up, does not require a mezuzah. The question is why? The Gemara describes a story with Uncleus. Uncleus, the famous convert to Judaism, Titus sent a brigade of soldiers to bring him back to Rome. And when they engaged the Uncleus, and they have a conversation, they end up converting to Judaism. They sent another brigade. They also convert to Judaism. Finally, on the third group that comes to bring Uncleus and to bring him back to Rome, they said, don't even talk to Uncleus. And they're on their way out. Uncleus puts his hand on the mezuzah and they say, no, what is this? And Uncleus explains to him what it is. The Uncleus says, you know, the regular way of the world is that a melech basar vedam, a regular king, Yoshib Mifnim, he sits inside, and his soldiers sit outside, his servants sit outside. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Mibifnim, his servants are inside, and he is outside. That's what he tells them, and of course, they too converted. What exactly does the image of the mezuzah represent? When you look at what Uncleus is sharing, it's fascinating because Hashem leaves the protection inside our homes to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside, protecting like a wood in the Midbar, protecting us. But when it comes to inside, when we kiss the mezuzah, we enter into our homes. It's our job to create that kedusha. It's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in one of his major campaigns, placed tremendous emphasis on the mezuzah, because the role of the stable, nurturing home environment, which is our responsibility to create that kedusha, it is our hub where everything is happening. And while we live in a crazy world that has a lot of bad influences, when we walk through those doors into our homes, we're reminding ourselves that it's our job to create that kedusha. It plays a central role in our lives. And now we can understand why we place it in certain places. As Rav Hirsch explains, the mezuzah is placed, seen by all, to remind us of the mission of God in our lives. And we place it in our home, not around our necks. We don't wear it like an amulet, but it's the bias. It's the kedusha that we create. And that's why we do not place it in places that cannot have that kedusha. A bathroom cannot have a kedusha. So we don't put a mezuzah there. A very, very small closet. It's too small. And a shul already has kedusha. The mezuzah is much more than just our protection system. It's what it does for us inside our homes. The avira that we create in our homes. The ability to come to refuel, to re-energize, what it means to reconnect to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that potential kedusha of what we can create. That potential opportunities are there, and that mezuzah is a reminder. Have a wonderful Shabbos.